Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For you have died, and your life has been hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. So mortify your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and fraud, which is idolatry, on account of which the wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience, in which you once walked, when you lived in the way of them. But now you too put all these aside: anger, rage, evil, blasphemy, and obscenity from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, having taken off the old man with his practices, and having put on the new man, who is renewed, leading to knowledge in accordance with the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free man, but Christ, who is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, compassionate feelings, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing up with each other, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against anyone. And as Christ also has forgiven you, so also you should do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And may the peace of God preside in your hearts, to which you have also been called in one body. And do be thankful. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, as you teach and admonish each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Also, everything you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing with the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so that they do not become disheartened. Servants, obey your masters according to the flesh in everything, not in eye service as men pleasers, but in single-mindedness, fearing God, and whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that you will receive from the Lord the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be requited for what he has done wrong, and there is no partiality.